Good afternoon and welcome to Open Space Park in Sioux Center as we get set for Great Plains Athletic Conference football between the Door College Defenders and the Briarcliff Chargers. Both teams come in looking for their first win of the season. Obviously their first win in conference play as well. The Door College Defenders 0-3 overall, 0-2 in the conference. The same is true for the Briarcliff Chargers. Door College at home for the first time since opening the season 3 weeks ago against Dakota State in a loss. They're coming off a loss to the Morningside Mustangs, while the Briarcliff Chargers are on the road after a loss at home last week to Nebraska Wesleyan. We'll be back with a look at our pregame show. That includes a check-in with the Great Plains Athletic Conference Commissioner, Corey Wastra, and also with Coach Greg Youngblood, North College head football coach. All that comes up right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. And let's begin our pregame show by checking in with the Great Plains Athletic Conference and Commissioner Corey Wastra and his report for this weekend, the games being played on Saturday, September 27. And we are obviously having some technical difficulties with that. And while we sort through that, we will tell you about what's coming up this afternoon on KDCR. The Dort College volleyball team in action this afternoon as they will be battling Midland, a team that is rated in the top 25. That'll be a 3:30 start time for the junior varsity, and that will be a 5 o'clock start time for the varsity. Can hear that match on KDCR. Dort College soccer this evening. They face Midland in Fremont. The women's game will begin at about 5:30, and the men's contest, beg your pardon, 5 o'clock, and the men's contest is scheduled to begin at 7:30.
This is the GPAC Football Saturday Report for Saturday, September 27th, brought to you by the Great Plains Athletic Conference. On this GPAC Football Saturday Report, let's begin with a look back at last week's football scoreboard around the league. 5 conference games last week. Concordia a winner over Midland, 35-28. It was Doan over Hastings, 28-24. Northwestern on the road defeats Dakota Wesleyan, 35-7. Morningside a winner at home in their home opener over Dort, 72-2. And Nebraska Wesleyan defeats Briarcliff 38-28 at the Dakota Dome. The Hoffman America Sports Football Players of the Week for the third week of the season are as follows. Brandon Weger from Morningside at running back is the Offensive Player of the Week. He ran for 210 yards in the Mustangs' win against the defenders of Dort College. He had touchdown runs of 2 and 51 yards. He also had 3 catches for 20 yards in the contest. Terrence Roby, defensive back from Concordia, is the Defensive Player of the Week. He had 6 solo tackles, an interception, and a pair of pass breakups for the Bulldogs in their win last week against Midland. And kicker and punter Jordan Peterson from Doan College is the Special Teams Player of the Week. He is from Crete, Nebraska, played a key role in Doan's come-from-behind win against Hastings. Late in the fourth, he stood in the back of his end zone and launched a 56-yard punt. He also made all 4 of his extra points on the day as Doan picked up their first win of the year. That's your Hoffman America Sports Players of the Week. For more details, go to the website of gpacksports.com. We'll preview this week's contest around the Great Plains Athletic Conference after this quick timeout. The GPAC Football Saturday Report continues right after this.
The Great Plains Athletic Conference is an affiliated conference of the NAIA, consisting of 11 private, faith-based colleges and universities in Nebraska, Iowa, and South Dakota. Founded in 2000, the GPAC is proud of our academic and athletic tradition. Last year, the conference totaled over 500 NAIA Daktronics Scholar Athletes, and the GPAC has 20-team NAIA National Champions. Visit our website at gpacksports.com, where you can also find links to our Facebook and Twitter sites as well. The Great Plains Athletic Conference, academic and athletic excellence since 2000.
We move into the third weekend of GPAC football in the 2014 season, and let's jump right into the schedule of games for this Saturday around the conference. There are 4 conference games, and they will all be played in the afternoon, and 1 non-conference game at 6 o'clock on Saturday night. We begin in Fremont with a 1 o'clock kick between Midland and Doan. Both teams come into the contest at 1-1 in league play. Briarcliff heads to Dort for a 1 o'clock game against the defenders. Both teams come into this one at 0-2 in league play. Hastings will take a 1-1 conference mark into homecoming this weekend at 1 o'clock in Hastings against 22nd-ranked Dakota Wesleyan, who's also 1-1 in the GPAC. Northwestern at 16 in the country is 2-0 in conference play, 2-1 overall. They will head into Lincoln this weekend for a matchup against Nebraska Wesleyan and the Prairie Wolves at 1 o'clock. And the non-conference game on Saturday night, Concordia, receiving votes in the NAIA poll, will be home. They will take on Dakota State out of Madison, South Dakota in Seward, Nebraska. Let's take a look then at the latest NAIA football rankings. Morningside takes over the nation's number one spot after a loss by Grandview to Marion last weekend. So the Mustangs represent the conference in the pole position in the NAIA football rating for this week. Baker is ranked second, Tabor is three. Faulkner is ranked fourth, Carroll takes down the five spot. Georgetown ranked sixth. Southern Oregon is ranked seventh. Grandview falls from one down to eight. The University of St. Francis is now nine, and Rocky Mountain is ranked 10th. As mentioned earlier, Northwestern is 16. Dakota Wesleyan 22, and Concordia receiving votes in this week's NAIA Football Top 25. That's your GPAC Football Saturday report for September 27. I'm Corey Westra.
More than 23 million of our children and adolescents are overweight or obese, putting them at higher risk for serious health problems. I'm Marjorie McGinn, President of Women in Government. Women in Government, an organization of women state legislators, is working to promote policies that make it easier for children and families to eat healthy and be more physically active. To learn more, visit womeningovernment.org. That's womeningovernment.org.
For nearly every woman, there's a moment when she realizes barriers still exist.
I'm Pamela. I was a 42-year-old single mother living in public housing.
Pamela's moment came when her financial aid for college failed to come through on time, but she didn't give up.
Through AAUW, I found resources, support, and leadership opportunities that will enable me to help other women. And I obtained my college degree.
Join AAUW in breaking through barriers. Visit AAUW.org.
You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College Defenders taking on Briarcliff in moments. The Briarcliff Chargers 0-3 this season, 0-2 in the GPAC. Losses in the league to Dakota Wesleyan and Nebraska Wesleyan. Chargers also played Benedictine for their season opener and lost 21-3. The Chargers pass for 260 yards per game on offense. They run for 89. Defensively, the Chargers have allowed 220 yards passing and 157 yards rushing on average. Kevin Van Engdom is the Briarcliff quarterback. He's made all the pass attempts for the Chargers in a 60 of 134 with four TDs and four interceptions. His favorite receiver is Brett Van Meiden with 17 catches for 247 yards and a touchdown. Tyler McGee has 12 catches for 207 yards, and LeVon Wright has 11 catches for 178 yards with two touchdown snags. Mitch Hykus is the top ground gainer with 208 yards gained on 48 attempts with a 4.3 average and a long run of 15 yards. No one else has more than 15 carries through three games. On defense, Kenny Haynes and Steve Trujillo have 31 and 30 tackles each. LeVon Wright handles the return duties with 5 punt returns and 8 kick returns. He has a 19.9 yards per punt return, or I should say per return on kickoffs, and he has 4 returns this year as well. The Defenders are 0-2 in the GPAC, 0-3 overall, losses to Midland and Morningside in conference play, lost to Dakota State in non-conference action. The Defenders are led by Daniel Fenix, 116 yards on 44 rushing attempts. Taylen Seaman has 55 yards, and Trey Pickney, 50. Zach Barker is 15 of 29 passing for 149 yards. Cole McLean and Vinoy Harris have 32 and 24 tackles, respectively. And back to the offensive side, Jason Miller is the top pass catcher with 9 catches for 94 yards this year. He bonus row punts. He has punted 23 times for the Defenders, has a 36.3 average. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Had the opportunity to visit with Coach Greg Youngblood earlier today, and here is what he had to say. Defenders take on Briarcliff and conference football this afternoon, and the first home football game for Dort College in terms of conference play. And Coach, playing a team that's 0-3, and both teams anxious to get one in the win column today.
Absolutely. I know we're both chomping the bit and looking to get over the hump, so should be a great, exciting game, and we're looking forward to it.
Briarcliff, a team offensively that likes to throw the ball around you, of course, the offensive coordinator for Dort. So what do you see from them defensively? What are their keys when they're on defense?
Well, they're an aggressive group. They like to run the ball and mix it up a little bit. So we've got to just come off the ball. We have an aggressive mentality. I think if we sit back, then we give them an advantage. I think we have to get on them before they can get a lot of open space to make plays. And we feel like if we do that, we got some chances to do some good things.
How do you handle that game with Morningside last week when it's all said and done? Do you just file that one a set way and say they're the number one team in the country, they're that for a reason, and we move on? What do you do with that one?
I think so. I think you got to put it in perspective, and we got a lot of young guys, so you got to say, hey, okay, this is where we learn, and realize that, the scoreboard definitely shows, that we're not where we want to be, but you can also look at the game and say individually, there's a play here where we made a good play, and a play here we made a good play, and put those together and say, hey, now, if we can do those things against the number one team, then why can't we do them more consistently? And we're going to play people that aren't going to, they're going to be good, but they're not going to be as good. So you just have to build off those positives. But you're right, a lot of the other stuff, we're not going to worry about it. And as far as watching the film and trying to grind through it, fix our mistakes, but know that it's a new challenge and a new opportunity, and just kind of approach it with a fresh start.
Offensively, you talked about getting off the ball and being aggressive. Any other parts of the game plan we need to know about for you offensively?
Well, I think offensively, you may see us change some things up a little bit today. We'll be under center a little bit more and probably run the ball a little bit more that way and play action offense. So that'll be something that we feel like where we're at right now helps us. And we'll have the ability to get back in the pistol as we need to, but we feel like at this moment, they give us the best chance to win. So you probably see some of that and see Taylen under center doing that, run the option.
Briarcliff, offensively, it sounds like they're a team that's throwing the ball two-thirds, three-quarters of the time. Is that accurate?
Absolutely, yeah. They throw it a lot, and they've had some real big plays, had some successes, and then they'll have some bad interceptions, pick sixes for touchdowns. So they've kind of been living and dying by it. But they definitely have the quarterback and some receivers that can do be successful. And so we know that's going to be a thing we got to stop. Our defensive staff has done a great job this week of putting together a game plan to combat that. But we also know in the past they've been able to be balanced, so we can't totally ignore the run. So it's going to be a good test for us. We just got to not give up the big play, make them earn it, make them go the full distance of the field. Hope the wind kicks up. A real rain would hurt. But if we're not going to get that, at least we got some weather. That'll help too. But we feel like we got a chance to stop. We got to just keep it in front and be disciplined in our zone coverages.
Set for football. Kevin Casey puts his left foot into it. You hear the cannon in the foreground. Nebraska Wesleyan, Briarcliff will bring it out. Taking it out for the Briarcliff Chargers and into the open field is Kendrick Page. Kendrick Page all the way back to the 40, to the 35, to the 30, 25, 20. Stiff arms a tackler and is brought down by Cam Petrie inside the 15-yard line of the Dort College defenders. He brings it all the way back to the Dort College 12. And that is where Briarcliff will start from, first down and 10 to go at the Dort College 12-yard line. So it's Briarcliff football at the Dort 12 as we start this afternoon's football game. Cam Petrie with the tackle, bringing it all the way back was Kendrick Page, a defensive back for Briarcliff. Briarcliff, two players to the left, one to the right. Van Egnam is the quarterback. He turns, hands to the running back. Not a lot there for the Briarcliff Chargers and their running back, Mitch Hykus. Hykus maybe gains a couple on the play. Second down and 8. Now Briarcliff will try to push tempo. Football now at the 17, just inside the 12-yard line, so a short gain on the play. Back to pass is the left-hander Benagdom, swings it out to Hykus. Hykus at the 10, and he's going to be brought down inside the 10. Gang tackled by the Dort College defenders, pushed out of bounds at the 6-yard line. And for the Dort College defense, a matter of just trying to get off of the field and only allow Briarcliff a field goal attempt here to start this afternoon's football game. So Briarcliff striking quickly on a big kick return. Now Vanagnum will go in the pistol. He's got the running back behind him. That's Hykus. It's third down and 5 yards to go. They marked his forward progress at the 8-yard line. Back to pass is Vanagnum. Vanagnum pass towards the goal line. Incomplete. Breaking the pass up for the Dort College defenders. Coming up, making that stop, was Dort College's JT Texera. Texera makes the stop, and Briarcliff will be forced to kick a field goal here after having a first down and 10 at the 12. On to kick for the Briarcliff Chargers will be Patrick Taconia. Taconia, a left-footed kicker, so a pair of lefties kicking this afternoon, and he'll be kicking into a stiff south breeze, trying to make it 3-0 Briarcliff early. Snap is down, kick is up, and the kick is partially blocked, and the Dort College defense comes up with a stop. It'll be Dort College football on the change of possession. So the Dort College defense comes up, makes the play after a big return by Briarcliff to start the contest. They took it all the way to the Dort College 12. The Dort College defense, a three-place and field goal try. And that kick was partially blocked, it appeared, at the line of scrimmage. Either that or the kicker, Taconia, just simply didn't get his foot into it cleanly. He was kicking into a stiff south breeze at between 10 and 20 miles per hour. Now Dort College has the football. Up to the line of scrimmage, Dort College brings it. Talon Seaman is the quarterback. He's under center. We heard Greg Youngblood say we might see more of that this afternoon. Getting it, bouncing it outside is Daniel Fennig. Fennig forced out of bounds at about the 25-yard line. Dort College took over first down and 10 at their own 20 after the change of possession, and they mark Fennig out of bounds at the 26. So Dort College takes over at their own 20. The missed field goal came with about 14 minutes left to play in the first quarter after Briarcliff got a big return to start the contest, but they come away with nothing. Three-man front for Briarcliff. Seaman fakes the handoff, tries to bring it himself off the right tackle, and he is thrown for no gain on the play. And Dort College will face now third down, and it looks like a long three. Third and a long three. The Dort College defenders up to the line of scrimmage. Sharper, the center, behind Seaman. The running back is Fennig. The wings, Trey Pickney. And we've got a free play. Dort College able to draw the defensive player off. And on a third down and 4, it appears it will be on the defense. Now you will see Dort College occasionally try to get basically a free play out of it, but that time the defensive player made contact with the offensive player across from him, and Dort College does not get the free play, but a first down on the play for the Dort College defenders after taking over at their own 20-yard line. And Talon Seaman comes up to the line of scrimmage. Player split off to the left for the defenders. That's Jason Miller. Off to the right, Rockland Mao. Xavier Caffey is the right wing back. They send Pickney in motion. Seaman fakes the pitch, keeps it himself, and he's thrown for a 1 yard loss on the play. It's second down and 11. Second and 11 coming for the Dort College defenders. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College with the football back at the 30 yard line. So a loss of 2, actually. So Dort College up to the line of scrimmage. This is Talon Seaman under center, and we heard Coach Greg Youngblood say we would see more of that today than we have in the first three games. Seaman keeps it himself. Now he's got a reverse field, trying to break a play, and he's going to be thrown down for a loss of a couple on the play. And that will bring up third down and long. So Dort College facing now third down and 13, a pair of runs for loss. Dort College back at their own 28-yard line. Dort College may be forced to throw the football here. They've got the wind at their back. Keep an eye on Jason Miller. He's on the top side of the field, up on the lining up even with the numbers. That's on the narrow side. Back to pass is Seaman. Seaman's going to roll right. Still rolling, passes back across the green, And passes incomplete, hit Pickney in the hands, and drops incomplete to the ground. Pickney, nothing there, though, even if he would have caught it. Briarcliff does their job tackling. He probably is stopped about 7 or 8 yards shy of the first down marker. As it is, Dort College will have an opportunity to punt with the wind. And kicking for the defenders will be Bonestrow. Back to return for Briarcliff is LaVon Wright. Bonestrow puts his foot into this one. Line of scrimmage was the 29-yard line. Wright fumbles it. It's loose, and it's going to go out of bounds. Lost it in the sun, it appeared to me. I don't know if he touched it or not. It certainly looked like he did, but the ball bounces out of bounds. And Dort College will send the defense onto the field after Bonestrow gets away, by my count, a 44-yard punt from Dort College's 28 to the Briarcliff 28. So Briarcliff has it at their own 28-yard line. First down and 10 to go, 10:43 remaining in the first quarter. They hand it off, and gain of 6 or 7 on the play. Mitch Hikas on the carry. Gain 7, we'll call it. Second down and 3. Briarcliff with it at their own 34-yard line. So we'll call it second down and 4. Gain of 6 on the play that time. Van Agnum checks his wristband for the play. Hands it off to Hikas. Hikas dodges, darts, and he is dropped for a short gain on the play. Leonard Manuel wraps him up. A gain of 1. It'll be third down and 3. Let's see if Dort College can get the defense off the field. Well, so far going into the wind, Briarcliff has not been willing to pass the football much. Briarcliff going from left to right, or from north to south into that south wind. Back to passes, Van Agnum. Swing pass over to Wright. Wright gets the first down. He's still working, and he is going to be brought down at the 48-yard line. Cole McLean finally takes him down, wraps him up. Also in on the stop for the Dort College defenders, that's Eric Broker. Broker, a freshman from Ripon, California. But a first down on the play for the Briarcliff Chargers. And Briarcliff will have it first down and 10 at their own 47-yard line. And a player shaken up on the play, that is Wright. Clock stops. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where Values Matter member FDIC, by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. By the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center, open Monday through Thursday from 9 to 4 and also from 7:30 to 8:30, Fridays from 9 to 4 and Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. Wright ends up not only walking off of the field under his own power, but running off of the field under his own power. And they wind the clock back into play. 9:33 left to go, first quarter. We are scoreless. Three down linemen for the defenders. Dort College showing blitz on the edge. That was Matt Elbert coming up to the line of scrimmage. Now he backs off on the left side. Hand off to Hikas. Hikas runs through a gaping hole on the left side of the Briarcliff offensive line. Picks up 6 yards on the play. It's going to be second down and 4. Briarcliff is into Dort College territory. Briarcliff started this drive at their own 28-yard line. They have it in Dort College territory at the 47. Dort College defense needs to make a play. Three down linemen for the defenders. Inside linebackers pinch tight. Outside linebackers coming up to the line of scrimmage, matching up with slot receivers. The corners are responsible for the wideouts, and a swing pass intended for Miles Jones falls incomplete. Clock stops on the incomplete pass. It's now second down and 4. Second and 4 for the defenders. Beg your pardon, third down and 4 for the Chargers. For Dort College defensively, they're going to try to get off the field once again. Third down and 4. James Vanderscaff, linebacker, will come up and try to match up with one of the wideouts. Dort College playing basically three safeties. Pass over the middle is complete, and completed to Van Meiden for a first down. Tackle made by P.J. Trammell into Dort College territory down to the 36-yard line. Another first down for the Briarcliff Chargers. This drive started at their own 28-yard line. So Briarcliff with a football marching in Dort College territory. First down and 10. Football is at the 36-yard line. Van Agum is in the pistol. Two receivers right, one to the left. Got a wing back on the left side, and we have a flag on the play. And Dort College, I believe, calls a timeout. Timeout on the field. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Dort College defenders use a timeout. Dort College defense twice has forced Briarcliff into third down situations, and twice the Briarcliff Chargers have managed to get the first down with a couple of swing passes. Back into the contest is LaVon Wright for Briarcliff. He's going to line up in a slot to the right. Also wide to the right is Fred Fields. Van Meiden is to the top side of the field. He's number 80. And they hand it off, running back up the middle and into the open field. Football comes out after he was ruled down, all the way down to the 20-yard line. A 16-yard pickup on the play. For the running back for Briarcliff, that's Robert Wilson. So Wilson carries up the middle, gets a first down, and now Briarcliff in Dort College territory. They're in the red zone in Dort College territory down at the 20-yard line. Van Agum turns, hands, gives to Hykus. Hykus the ball carrier, and he's going to be wrapped up at the 17-yard line. A gain of three on the play. Getting up off the bottom of the pile for the Dort College defenders. That's Eric Broker again. Broker making the stop, but a three-yard pickup on the play for Hykus, and Dort College has to force Briarcliff into a, force him into a turnover here deep in their own territory. Van Agum, five wide, three to the right, two to the left. He's got it on what looks like a design keeper, and he's brought down after a three-yard pickup on the play down inside the 15, down to the 14-yard line. And again, Briarcliff will be faced with third down. It's third down and three. They make it to the 10. They've got another first down. They already have three on this drive that started at their own 28-yard line. Third and three. They go five wide again. Two to the right, three to the left. Football is right in the middle of the field in terms of the width in between the hash marks. Back to passes, Van Agum. Van Agum steps, throws towards the end zone, and is it caught? No, out of bounds. Tyler McGee very nearly makes the circus catch in the end zone right along the sideline. And it looks like Briarcliff is going to decline the opportunity to kick a field goal. And with fourth down and three, they're going to go for it. Fourth down and 3 yards to go. Briarcliff football, you've got Hykus, the running back, Van Agum, the quarterback, three to the right, one to the left for the Chargers. They hand it off to Hykus. Hykus, the ball carrier, and Hykus looks like he got a first down. Looks like he is on inside the 10. So a first down for Hykus. The fourth of the drive. They've converted on two third down opportunities and now a fourth down opportunity. And Briarcliff continues the march of football. This drive started with 10:43 left to go in the quarter. We're now at the 6:43 mark. We're still scoreless, but Briarcliff is threatening. A flag on the play on first and goal from the 10. And a false start called against Briarcliff and Cody Jordan. Darren Berg says he got going just a little bit too early. And now the Briarcliff Chargers will have it. First down and goal to go from just inside the 15. They haven't made it to the 14, so it's a first down and goal from the 15. Van Agum in the pistol. Hykus is behind him. He sends a man in motion from left to right. That's right, and we've got a flag on the play, and it looks like this one's going to be on the offense as well as they stop the play. Now a penalty on number 63, Josh Cantor for Briarcliff. So Dort College able to push Briarcliff back by virtue of two false start penalties. Back to the 20-yard line, first and goal from the 20 for Briarcliff. They've got four plays to work with, so they won't try to get it all back at once, I wouldn't imagine. Obvious passing situation here for Benagnum. He looks left, passes batted up into the air, and Dort College had a chance to intercept it. Instead, it's batted to the ground, intended on the play for Reggie Williams. There to break it up for Dort College was Micah Twiddell. That'll bring up second down and goal from the 20. Into the south wind. I would imagine Briarcliff is thinking four downs here. Three receivers right, one left. Back to passes, Benagnum. Benagnum dumps it over the top to Hikas. He's got to the 20, to the 15, and inside the 15 down to the 11-yard line before he is brought down. Tackle made by Vanderskaff for the defenders. Briarcliff, a lengthy drive here that started at their own 28-yard line. It's now over 5 minutes old. They were doing fine until they got down inside the 10, and then they started having penalty problems. Third down and goal to go, this one from the 11. Two receivers right, one left. Benagnum, play action pass, under pressure. Byama giving pressure, pass towards the end zone, incomplete. Covering up fourth down. Fourth down and goal to go, and it looks like Briarcliff will try another field goal. Earlier, they tried a field goal and missed. That was a 24-yarder. This one will be about a 27-yard field goal attempt. Football marked at the 17, or pardon me, the hold will be at the 17. Taconia trying to put his foot into it. Snap is down, kick is up, and he hooked that one right as well. So two missed field goals by the Briarcliff Chargers. This one a 27-yarder, the previous one a 24-yarder, and the Dort College defenders will take over first down and 10 at their own 20-yard line. So Briarcliff succeeds in marching the football down the field. They take over 5 minutes off of the clock, but they come up with nothing. Dort College has it at their own 20 now, first down and 10. Today's broadcast made possible by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Shelvin, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn. They are member FDIC. Dort College with the football. Talen Seaman back to pass. Throw over the top. He's got Pickney wide open to the 45-50, 45-40, 35-30. It's a foot race, 25-20, and he is drugged down at the 15-yard line. Finally taken down from behind, but Pickney was wide open over the middle. Dort College went to the play-action pass, and Briarcliff bit. E.J. Olszewski prevents Pickney from taking it all the way to the end zone, but that ends up being a 65-yard pass play from the Dort College 20 to the Briarcliff 15, and Dort College has it first down and 10 on the play. Talen Seaman, the quarterback, Fennig is behind him. Dort College, their first down of this drive, coming on the initial play. They hand it off to Fennig. Fennig, the ball carrier, and Fennig beat up at the 15-yard line. Not much there for Daniel Fennig. Fennig helped to his feet by his teammates. It'll be second down and long from just inside the 15-yard line. So Dort College able to swing the field with that one pass play. Talen Seaman will get the play from the sideline. Talen wears number 6. He's a freshman from Sugar Fair, Texas. He's under center. Fennig is the running back. Caffey is the wing back to the left. Pickney is the wing back to the right. Seaman looks right. Looks left. Completes it over to Miller. Short completion down to the 11-yard line. Gain of 3 on the play. It'll be third down and 6. Third down and 6 yards to go. Third down and 6 yards to go, football at the 11. Clock continues to move with 3:38 left to play in this quarter. Briarcliff has had it in the Dort College red zone twice and has come away with no points. Dort College in the huddle yet, 11 seconds on the play clock. They've used one timeout already, that was on defense. 5 seconds, they're on the line of scrimmage. 4 seconds now, Seaman sends a man in motion. They pitch it over to Caffey. Caffey to the 10, to the 5, into the end zone. Touchdown, Xavier Caffey! Xavier Caffey with the touchdown run from 11 yards out. And the North College defenders are playing with the lead 6-0. So Xavier Caffey with an 11-yard touchdown run, sweep to the right. And the North College defenders are on the board with 3:15 left to play in the first quarter. On to attempt the point after is Kevin Giese. So Kevin Giese on to attempt the point after. McLean is the holder. Snap is down. Kick is up. Kick is good. And the North College defenders have a 7-0 lead with 3:15 left to go in the first quarter. Back with more after this. For those of you just joining us, the North College defenders dodge a couple bullets, and they make Briarcliff pay. Xavier Caffey, a freshman from Lancaster, Texas, got a sweep off the right edge. Briarcliff player wanted a holding penalty. He threw his arms up in disgust during the play, stopped playing, and the North College defenders, Xavier Caffey, takes it in from 11 yards out. North College leads 7-0. Now North College tries for an onside kick, and the element of surprise not there. Ball went past the 45-yard line. Went the needed 10 yards, but Briarcliff was there to cover it up. North College trying to get the momentum on their side and elect to go for the onside kick. And now Briarcliff will have it first down and 10. They've got it at their own North College 47-yard line. 3:14 remaining in the first quarter. North College leads 7-0 after that 11-yard touchdown run. Hand off up the middle. And there to meet the ball carrier is Vinoy Harris. Carry made by Briarcliff's Robert Wilson. Wilson, a senior from St. Louis, Missouri. Memory serves me correctly, 2 years ago, he was instrumental in Briarcliff's win over the North College defenders. Benegdom in the pistol. He's got Wilson behind him, so he's spelling Hikus right now. Benegdom, swing pass left side. And trying to make something out of it, and not much there. Maybe a 4-yard pickup on the play for Briarcliff and Fred Fields. That'll bring up third down and 3. And North College will send not really a nickel package, but they call it a speed package. And make sure that they've got 11 guys on the field. Mass substitutions. What it is 3 players over the top now. You got Tremel McLean and I believe JT Texera playing deeper. Pass over the middle completed to Van Meiden. Van Meiden has enough for a first down. That is an 8-yard pickup on the play down to the North College 33-yard line, and Briarcliff has a first down on the play. Just a simple slant pattern over the middle, and Van Meiden got free. Cameron Petrie will now come over to defend Van Meiden. North College, three defensive players to the left side of the Briarcliff offense. Pass to Wilson, and Wilson laying the wood to him is Cameron Petrie. Petrie saw the play and came up and makes the stop. So Cam with the tackle. Petrie, a senior from Carrollton, Texas. A loss of 2 on the play. It's second down and 12. Design swing pass to the running back, Wilson, coming out of the backfield. And that time Petrie was able to come up from the cornerback spot and make the play. Swing pass this time nearly picked off. Jumping the route, the North College defenders very nearly get Garrett Wybinga with the interception. Wybinga saw the swing pass to the outside, and he jumped the route, had his hands on it. If he makes that catch, the burly Idaho native has nothing but green grass in front of him. Instead, it's third down and 12, and the North College defense trying to force Briarcliff to punt for the first time this afternoon. Third down and 12 at the North College 36. Back to pass is Benegdom. Benegdom looking deep. Pass towards the end zone, and he let his receiver too far out of bounds. And the North College defense able to break up a couple of swing passes, and then Briarcliff takes a shot down the field, and Fields unable to make the catch. Now Briarcliff faced with a decision. Fourth down and 12. Probably thinking at this point they're only going to gain 10 or 20 yards in terms of a punt, in all likelihood. With a football at the North College 33, they are going to go for it here. Fourth down and 12, they need to make it to the North College 21-yard line. Van Agnum scrambling. He's in trouble. He's brought down. 2-yard pickup on the play is all. Leonard Manuel, the Kansas City, Missouri native, making the tackle at the 34-yard line. So a pickup of 2, as it was at the 37. I believe I inadvertently said the 33. It was the 37. Now it's at the 34, and the North College defenders have it after the turnover on downs by the Chargers with 1:14 remaining in the quarter. So North College has it in their own territory. We'll call it the 33-yard line. That play did not look good from the start for Briarcliff. They had a couple of the receivers on the wide side of the field that were still looking at their wristband. Pitch over to Pickney. Pickney across the 40 to the 42-yard line. And he is finally brought down at the 44-yard line. A couple of linemen coming up to help move the stack. Getting up to make or making the play, helping out from behind was Dylan Stevens. Pickney, a hard-earned 8 yards. Well, Pickney all the way to the 44-yard line, so a gain of 11 on the play. And that'll be a first down for the defenders. Under a minute remaining in the first quarter. Talon Seaman under center. Sharper is the center. They sent him in motion. Handoff. No, Seaman kept it himself. And Seaman, not much there. Gain of 2 on the play for Talon Seaman. And that'll bring up second down and 8. 30 seconds remaining in this quarter. Dort College leads 7-0 by virtue of a 80-yard drive. Xavier Caffey put the finishing touches on that 2-minute and 1-second drive with a touchdown run on third down. Now Dort College facing second down and 8 near midfield. They have it at their own 46-yard line. Talon Seaman is under center. Sharper ready to snap it to him. They send Pickney in motion. Pass over the middle again. A man wide open, and it's incomplete. Just a little bit behind the Dort College defender receiver, Ken Lewis. Lewis had to look up and try to make an awkward grab on the play, and that's the end of the first quarter. The Dort College defenders, 7. Briarcliff, nothing. Dort College facing third down and 8 when we resume play right after this. This is Dort College football on KDCR 88.5 FM. Third down and 8. Dort College in their own territory. Seaman is rolling right, has a man open, led Miller too far. It's going to be fourth down, and Dort College will be punting into the wind. See if Heath Bonestrow can get one off into the wind. And will try to pin Briarcliff deep in their own territory. Briarcliff has been dealing with great field position most of the afternoon. They just don't have any points to show for it. And that has been the story of the season, from what I understand, with this team. The Dort College defenders, thanks, Zach. The Dort College defenders leading 7-0, just been handed the first quarter statistics. A punt by Bonestro. Fair catch called for at the 14-yard line. So Dort College punts. Line of scrimmage was the 46. Briarcliff will take over first down and 10. And they will take over at their own 14-yard line. So Briarcliff with it. First down and 10 yards to go. And they've got the football at their own 14, we will call it. 14:48 remaining in this quarter. They hand it off. This is Hikas. Hikas the ball carrier. Hikas to the 21-yard line. So Hikas picks up 7 on the play. It's going to be second down and 3. Football's at the 22. So a gain of 8, actually. Second down and 2 yards to go. Need the 24 for a first down for the Chargers. They trail 7-0. Benagdon bobbles the snap. He's going to make something out of a broken play, and there to bring him down is Matt Elbert. Elbert with the tackle as Benagdon had to try to make something out of nothing. Also helping out on the stop was Eric Broker again. Broker's been in on a ton of stops already. Dort College in the first quarter of play outgained Briarcliff 95-90. Big play, obviously, the pass to Trey Pickney for 65 yards. It's now third down and 1 yard to go. The Nagdum turns, hands, gives to Hikas. Hikas has the first down plus some. He's to the 40-yard line, stops shy of the 40-yard line. Brought down at the 37. Lunged forward, but they're going to mark his knee down at the 37-yard line. And a first down for the Chargers. For Dort College, Bonestro got a 40-yard punt away into the wind, so that bodes well for the defenders if they can limit Briarcliff, at least force them to go go longer field, if you will. Hand off to Hikas. Hikas stopped cold. Matt Elbert there for the defenders along with one of the defensive backs, Mike Dayton. Dayton, a safety for the defenders, coming up on run support. And that'll bring up second down and 8, a gain of 2 on the play. Second down and 8. Briarcliff with a football. And rolling right as Van Agdem throws back against his body. Pass is complete to Brady Van Dusen. Van Dusen near midfield, and he picks up enough of a first down. A first down for the Chargers at the midfield stripe. Let's see if the Dort College defense can come up with a stop. Leading tackler for Dort College through one quarter was Vanoa Harris. He was in on 3 stops. Eric Broker with a couple. Pistol formation for Van Agdem. Hand off to Hikas. Hikas, the ball carrier, and Hikas is brought down after a 7-yard pickup on the play, but a flag thrown at the 48-yard line. This one could be coming back. I think Rudy Rivera, offensive lineman for the Chargers, got his mitts on Leonard Manuel and got on the outside of his shoulders. And in all likelihood, this is going to be a hold. And they say that it is against Briarcliff. So it'll be first down and 18 by my math. Briarcliff back into their own territory at the 42-yard line. It'll be first down and long. First and 18. First and 18 from the Briarcliff 42. They need to make it to the Dort College 40 for a first down. Van Agdem calls the audible. Yells out to the sideline, making sure Fred Fields on the far side got the play. They hand it off to Hikas. Hikas the ball carrier, and Hikas gets 5 yards back. It's going to be second down and 13. Second and 13, Broker is in. Byama is out. Dort College alternating that defensive end spot. Playing nose tackle this afternoon as well for Dort College is Andrew Cameron. Cameron getting more snaps. Brian Bowman hurt this past week in practice. Hopeful this is the only game he will miss. He's in street clothes today. Back to passes, Van Agdem. Van Agdem, swing pass, right side, Hikas, and Hikas drops it. Incomplete pass, it'll be third down and 12, again from the Briarcliff 48-yard line. And Dort College will send that speed package onto the field, I would imagine. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Hilt Real Estate. Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center, or also live on the World Wide Web at HiltRealEstate.com. Texera, McLean, Trammell are the safeties. Dort College basically playing 3 safeties. Coming up, one-on-one coverage for the corners with the wideouts. Linebackers have the slots. Back to pass is Van Agdem. Van Agdem, close to the line of scrimmage, he's going to tuck it away, and he's going to run for a first down. He's to the 40, to the 35, and brought down at the 33-yard line. McLean coming up to make the stop, but Van Agdem able to freeze the defense long enough, tiptoed along the line of scrimmage just long enough, forcing the Dort College defense to commit, and they played the pass rather than coming up to make the stop. And Van Agdem, athletic enough to charge over the first down marker. And Briarcliff has it first and 10 from the Dort College 34-yard line. Van Agdem turns, hands, gives it to the running back, and carry by Robert Wilson. Wilson, the ball carrier. This drive 3.5 minutes old. A warm and sunny day here at Open Space Park. That's going to be a factor before the day is over as well. The Dort College defense already playing several downs, several minutes, I should say. 78 degrees here in Sioux Center, and it's sunny. Benoit Harris makes the tackle. Ben Byama able to slow the running back up. That's Robert Wilson. Picks up a yard on the play. Another third down, and Briarcliff starting to grind this drive out. Third down and three. If Briarcliff makes the 24-yard line of Dort College, it's a first down. Third and three. Van Agdam in the pistol. Van Agdam turns, hands, gives to Wilson. Wilson the ball carrier, and Wilson has a first down. He's inside the 20, down to the 19-yard line. Cam Petrie comes up to make the stop. It's going to be first down again for the Briarcliff Chargers. Their fourth first down of this drive that started at their own 14-yard line. Running a play in from the sideline is LeVon Wright for Briarcliff. Chargers have it first down and 10 at the 19. Van Meiden off to the left. He hasn't been very active thus far. Van Agdam turns, hands, gives it to Robert Wilson. And Wilson, gain of 4 on the play. It's going to be second down. Well, a gain of 3, and it'll be second down and 7. Second and 7. Under 10 minutes to go in the first half. Dort College leads 7-0. Dort College scored in the first quarter with 3:15 remaining in that quarter. Xavier Caffey, an 11-yard touchdown run. Van Agdam draw play, hands it off to Wilson. Wilson the ball carrier. Wilson inside the 10. And this is going to be close to a first down. This might be a call for a measurement. Right now they're going to say he's short. And it looks like by less than a yard. Football is right on the 10-yard stripe. And it will be third down and short for the Chargers. Dort College has not been able to stop Briarcliff in this situation thus far. Van Agdam in the pistol, turns, hands, gives to Wilson. Wilson the ball carrier. Flag on the play, though, thrown at the line of scrimmage. They're going to throw it right in the middle of the line of scrimmage. And in all likelihood, this will be a holding penalty. If it is, that'll change the complexion of this series. We'll wait for the call from our referee, Darren Berg. A holding penalty on Briarcliff and Aaron Reif. That turns it from a third and inches to a third down and 10-plus inches. 8:50 left to play in the first quarter. Dort College leads 7-0. The defender defense trying to make a stop. Three receivers left, one right. Cam Petrie responsible for the man on the at the top of the field for Briarcliff. Three defensive backs come up to match up. They hand it off to Hikas. Hikas, the ball carrier. Hikas has the first down. He's down inside the 10, lunging to the goal line. Touchdown, Hikas. A 20-yard touchdown run for Mitch Hikas. And the Dort College defenders lead 7-6. Briarcliff on third down and a little up, more than 10 yards to go. Hand it off to Mitch Hikas, and Hikas is able to carry it into the end zone for a touchdown, and now Briarcliff will try to tie it. Patrick Taconia with a point after try. Taconia, out of the hold of Van Meiden, kicks it up and through the uprights. And the Dort College defenders, Briarcliff Chargers, are tied 7-7. 8:27 left to go in the first half. 7-7 our score. Back with more after this. This is Dort College football on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Football taken at the goal line by the defenders and Caffey. Caffey to the 15-yard line and brought down at the 17-yard line. And that is where Dort College will take over. First down and 10 at their own 17-yard line. And the clock shows 8:22 remaining in the first half. 7-7 our score. The Dort College defenders and Briarcliff Chargers locked up after Briarcliff goes 86 yards They take nearly 6.5 minutes off of the clock in the process. And now the Briarcliff Chargers are on defense. Dort College up to the line of scrimmage. Dort College has been able to move the football against Briarcliff using the pass. Taylen Seaman will pitch it over to Caffey. Caffey hurdles a player, tiptoes along the sideline, and is forced out of bounds. They're going to mark him out at the 20-yard line. So a short gain on the play for Caffey. That's going to bring up second down and 8. So a pickup of 8 yards. Second down and 8. 8:08 remaining in the first half. A warm and sunny afternoon here in Sioux Center. Dort College's offense needs to move the football a little bit, get that defense a breather, if nothing else. So it would be great to just have a drive here that took 4 or 5 minutes off of the clock. Seaman hands it off to Fennig. Fennig, the ball carrier, pickup of 3 on the play, brought down. That's a straight up the middle carry. He's brought down near the 25-yard line. It's going to be 3rd down and 3. 3rd and 3 for the defenders at their own 25-yard line. A drive that started at their own 18. 3rd and 3, Briarcliff in their white jerseys, blue numbers trimmed out in yellow. Dort College, black jerseys, black pants, white numbers trimmed out in gold. Dort College, the black helmet with the DC and the cross for the logo. They pitch it right over to Pickney. Pickney has the edge. He's to the 35-40. 45, and brought out of bounds on the near side, forcing him out of bounds with Josh Carter. Carter preventing Pickney from getting into Briarcliff territory. A 21-yard pickup on the play to the 46-yard line from the 25, and Dort College has a first down. And Dort College will continue to continue this offensive drive. So for Dort College, as I said earlier, just critical that they move the football and give their defense just a bit of a break. Receivers right and left wide. You've got the wing backs tight. Seaman back to pass. He's going to pass it over the top, intended for Miller. He goes up and grabs it at the 20-yard line, brought down at the 18-yard line. Miller in a hand fight with E.J. Olszewski, and Miller that time comes down with it. Jason Miller, a 6'1", 180-pounder from Byron Center, Michigan. I think the 6'1 might just be a shade low, but Seaman lays it out there for him, and reminiscent of some of those catches that Sam Verhulst would make for Dort College, where he just simply goes up and over the top and makes the grab. Movement along the line of scrimmage, and Dort College trying for the free play. They throw it into the end zone. Rockland Mao catches it, but the flag came out. Let's see what the penalty is. Well, they say Briarcliff jumped off sides, and Savino LeBron looks like he must have made contact with the Dort College offensive lineman. Otherwise, Dort College has one of those plays where you don't lose anything by trying it. But they had whistled the play dead. Dort College facing now 2nd down and 5. Should be 1st and 5, I believe. 1st and 5. Football at the 14-yard line. They send a man in motion. Hand it off to Fennig. Fennig, the ball carrier, and Fennig inside the 10-yard line. Short of the first down by less than a yard. And it should be 2nd down and 1. 2nd down and 1. 2nd down. Second down and 1 yard to go for the defenders. That penalty came on the first down, so that was the first play run after the penalty. 2nd down and 1. Dort College in Briarcliff territory at the 10-yard line. Seaman is under center. Hands it off to Fennig. Fennig has the first down and then some. The pile keeps moving. He's inside the 10 down to the 5-yard line. And a 5-yard pickup on the play for Daniel Fennig. And that's enough for a Dort College first down. It'll be 1st down and goal to go from the 5-yard line. For Dort College, a drive that started at their own 17-yard line. Trey Pickney had a run around the edge. That got Door College a first down on third down conversion. A completion to Jason Miller got Door College down deep in Briarcliff territory, and now Door College trying to punch it in here, tied 7-7. First down and goal to go from the 5. Send Caffey in motion, right to left, hand off to Fennig. Fennig, the ball carrier, near the goal line. The pile keeps moving. Did he tumble into the end zone? The head linesman says no, he did not. Short of the goal line by a yard. It'll be second down and goal to go. Second down and goal to go. Football at the 1 yard line. Second and goal from the 1. 4:40 and counting. Second and goal. Dort College up to the line of scrimmage. Miller to the far side. The near side is Mal. That's the narrow side of the field. Fennig is the running back behind Seaman. Seaman is under center. They turn. Handed off. And into the end zone. Touchdown, Dort College. Daniel Fennig gets into the end zone from 1 yard out. And the Dort College defenders retake the lead with 4:22 left to go in the half. A 1 yard run by Fennig. And the defenders lead it 13-7, pending the point after. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Kevin Giese on to attempt the point after. Snap is down, kick is up, and the kick is through the uprights. And the Dort College defenders respond to the Briarcliff score with a score of their own. Dort College goes 83 yards. They take 4 minutes off of the clock. And they get a touchdown run by Daniel Fennig from 1 yard out to make it 14-7 after the Kevin Giese point after. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Back with the kickoff right after this. Big defensive series coming here for the Dort College defenders, leading 14-7. 4:22 left to go in the half. If you're Dort College, you just want to get the football back. And at the worst, go into the halftime locker room up 14-7. Don't allow Briarcliff a chance to neutralize the momentum that you have built. We will see how it plays out. Those, of course, are the plans, but we have oftentimes seen plans go awry. Dort College kicking off from their own 35-yard line. Giese puts his foot into it. High end-over-end kick. Briarcliff will take it at the 10-yard line to the 15, to the 20, to the 25-30. And brought down at the 30-yard line. Briarcliff's Tyler McGee on the return. And Briarcliff will take over first down and 10. And they take over at their own 30-yard line. 4:17 left to play, first half. Dort College, pair of extended drives to take a 14-7 advantage. Vanagnum is in the pistol. Dort College three down linemen. Alex Verhoeven, the left defensive end. They hand it off to a new running back. Briarcliff rotating Reggie Williams into the contest. And Williams with a 5-yard pickup on the play between Hikas and then Wilson and now Williams. This is our third running back we've seen for Briarcliff. Now Hikas back into the contest. Second down and 3. Briarcliff with the football. They turn, hand it off to Hikas. Hikas the ball carrier, and Hikas has some room to rumble. He's into Dort College territory down to the 39-yard line. Finally brought down on the play by P.J. Trammell. And it'll be first down for the Chargers in Dort College territory at the 39-yard line. See if Dort College's defense can make a play here. Get off the field. 3:43 left to play in the first half. Vanagdum gets the play from the sideline. Briarcliff, plenty of time. Play clock is at 15. Briarcliff does not huddle up. They get the play from the sideline. Vanagdum in the pistol. Vanagdum turns, hands, gives to Hikas. Hikas moving left to right. And he is spun down at the 34-yard line. A gain of 5 on the play. Making the tackle for Dort College is James Vanderscaff. It's going to be second down and 4, so a gain of 6. Now they move the down marker back just to skosh. Looks like about second and 5, so a pickup of 5 on the play. Three down linemen for the defenders. Leonard Manuel is the defensive end on the near side from my vantage point. Ben Bima, the defensive end on the far side. Linebackers come up to the line of scrimmage, covering slot receivers. Hand off to Hikas. Hikas to the 30-yard line. Doesn't look like he's going to pick up much, and then he finds a seam and picks up 4 yards. It's going to be third down and short. Third and short for the Chargers. In this situation, Briarcliff has shown that they've been susceptible to penalties. 2:30 and counting, first half. Dort College 14, Briarcliff 7. Van Agdam, the quarterback for Briarcliff, hands it off to Hikas. Hikas, the ball carrier, he might have picked up enough for a first down. It's going to be close. They'll spot the football. And Darren Berg says that's enough for a first down. Signals first down for the Chargers. Briarcliff has it inside the 30-yard line. They'll crank the clock back into play. 2:18 and counting. Van Agdam in the pistol. Van Agdam fakes the handoff. He's going to throw over the top, has a man open, and the pass is caught. Touchdown. Touchdown completion to Fred Fields. A 30-yard touchdown completion. Van Agdam to Fields. And the Briarcliff Chargers waste a little time and marching 70 yards, 2 minutes and 12 seconds. They take off of the clock. There's 2:05 left to play in the first half, and they kick for the tie here. Snap is down. It was a low snap. Kick is up, and the kick is through by Taconia. Van Meiden did a pretty good job there for Briarcliff of picking that ball out of the grass, and Briarcliff has tied it up 14-14. 14-14 our score, 2:05 remaining, first half of play. Back with more after this. This is Dort College football on
God
KCR.
Is an artist.
The last three drives, last three possessions have resulted in scores. Briarcliff, a 86 and 70-yard drive. Dort College, an 83-yard drive. Both offenses having their way here in the second quarter. Taconia will put his foot into it with the wind. Drives Pickney back into the end zone. And I beg your pardon, that's Caffey. That's number 5 rather than number 4. And Caffey watches it go over his head through the end zone. And that'll be a touchback. Dort College will take over first down and 10 at their own 25-yard line. Today's broadcast of Dort College football on KDCR made possible by a grant from Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. So Dort College takes over, first down and 10, Seaman running option, pitches it over to Pickney. Pickney, the ball carrier, Pickney picks up 5 yards on the play before he is brought down on the edge. Tackle made by Briarcliff's Josh Block. So Dort College taking over, first down and 10 at their own 25 with 2 minutes and 5 seconds remaining. They've now got it second down and 5 at their own 30. 1:35 left to play in the first half. Briarcliff gets a stop here. I'd expect they might burn a timeout and try to force Dort College to punt into the wind and preserve some clock. Taylen Seaman fakes the handoff. He's going to keep it himself. Pitches over to Caffey. Caffey juggles it and comes down with it. It's third down and 5, and Briarcliff will call the timeout. Timeout on the field, charge to the Chargers. It's third down and 5. Looked to me like Seaman might have a seam that time. Instead, he pitched it to Caffey, and Caffey had to pull a juggling act to reel that one in. It's 14-14, Briarcliff preserving clock. Back with more after this. Third down and 5 yards to go. Dort College with it at their own 30-yard line. If Dort College does not pick up a first down here, I'd expect Briarcliff to burn another timeout. 1:15 remaining in this half. 14-14 our score. Taylen Seaman in the pistol. Hands it off on the draw play, gives it to Vandevac. Vandevac, the ball carrier, and Loken Vandevac into, well, gets enough for a first down. Carries it all the way to the 39-yard line. 9-yard pickup on the play. He needed 5 yards. Now Dort College has it first down and 10 at their own 39-yard line. 1 minute remaining in the first half. Under center is Taylen Seaman. Kalen Seaman fakes the handoff, pitches over to Pickney. Pickney, the ball carrier, to the 40, to the 45. Picks up 6 yards on the play. It's second down and four. Second down and 4 yards to go. Now Dort College will call a timeout. Dort College calls a timeout, facing second down and four with 43 seconds remaining. And while they do that, let's tell you who makes the broadcast of these games possible. They include the Van Inklin Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. By C&H Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident, now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. By Boer & Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. On the web at boerandsons.com, when the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. And by American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Elbert, and Hull. Member FDIC and the community. Second down and 4 yards to go. Dort College close to the midfield stripe now at their own 46. Dort College maybe thinking about trying to pop one over the top. They've stayed on the ground here at the start of this drive, but now in a position where maybe you take a chance. If you're going to take a chance, though, you want it to be a deep chance rather than something short that could turn into problems. Talen Seaman up to the line of scrimmage. He's under center, gets the snap, and he's going to keep it himself, and he is brought down at the 40-yard line. Loss of six on the play. It's now third down and 10. Third down and 10 yards to go. 27 seconds on the play clock. Now 24. And Briar Cliff's going to bring pressure the way it looks. Fake the handoff. Pitch over to Pickney, and Pickney is going to be thrown down at the 31-yard line. 8 seconds left to play in the half, and Dort College after that timeout. Two plays that result in a loss of 14 yards. And now Briar Cliff will call a timeout to stop the clock. And we will see if Dort College will punt the football. It appears they will. Bonestro is on the field. And I would be shocked if Bonestro did anything but kick the ball out of bounds at this point. 8 seconds left, though, so it may be tough to run out the clock. Adam Conway, special teams coordinator for the defenders, looking for his 11, and he will set things up. Line of scrimmage is the Dort College 32-yard line. Fourth down and long. Dort College appears they will punt the football. Back to return for the Chargers will be LaVon Wright. 8 seconds on the play clock, or on the game clock, I should say. This is KDCR, Sioux Center, Iowa. 88.5 FM. Bonestro gets the snap. A line drive kick taken by Wright at his own 25-yard line. This will be the last play of the half. Wright on the right side. Cuts it back, and he is drugged down near midfield. And the clocks show zero, and that's the end of the half. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. That's the end of the first half. Our score, Dort College 14, Briar Cliff 14. Back with more after this. This is Dort College football on KDCR. In a tie at halftime, Dort College scored first. And actually the two teams alternating on their scores. Briar Cliff and Dort combining for 21 points in the second quarter of play. Only one drive in the second quarter, not resulting in a score. That was Dort College's last possession. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with a look at the numbers from the first half of play right after this. This is Dort College football on KDCR 88.5 FM. 14-14 our score. Here are the numbers from the first half of play. Briarcliff 13 first downs, Dort College with 9. Briarcliff 27 rushing attempts, 179 yards. Dort College 21 rushes for 80 yards. Dort College 104 yards through the air, Briarcliff 85. Dort College 3 of 6 passing, Briarcliff 9 of 17. Total plays, Briarcliff 44 plays, 264 yards. Dort College 27 plays, 184 yards. Dort has punted 3 times for a 42.3 yards per kick average. Briarcliff's been penalized 6 times for 38 yards. Dort College has not been penalized here this afternoon. Possession time, Briarcliff 17-30. Dort College 12-30. Dort College 4 of 7 on third down attempts. Briarcliff 7 of 11. Dort College has not tried a fourth down conversion. Briarcliff is 1 of 2 on fourth down tries. Briarcliff 1 of 3 on their trips into the Dort College red zone. They had a pair of missed field goals before Dort College broke through with their first score. Dort College is 2 of 2 on trips into the Briarcliff red zone. Dort College's first score came on a Xavier Caffey 11-yard touchdown run, capping a 4-play 80-yard drive that took 2:01 off of the clock in the first quarter to make it 7-0 with 3:15 remaining in the first stanza. Briarcliff then ground out a 6-minute and 21-second drive, went 86 yards on 14 plays. Mitch Hikas, a 20-yard touchdown rumble with 8:27 left to go in the first half to make it 7-7 after the Patrick Tagonia kick. Dort College responded with a 4-minute drive of their own. Daniel Fennig went in from 1 yard out, capped an 8-play, 82-yard drive to make it 14-7, and Briarcliff neutralized the momentum going into the locker room. Fred Fields took a 29-yard touchdown pass from Kevin Benagdom to make it 14-14, capping a 6-play, 70-yard drive that just took just 2 minutes and 12 seconds off of the clock to make it 14-all at halftime. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with a look at the individual totals right after this. This is Dort College football on KDCR 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Individual totals. Dort College's Trey Pickney has 41 yards on 5 carries. Daniel Fennig, 14 yards on 5 carries. Xavier Caffey, 13 yards on 3 carries. Mitch Hikas, he's been a load for Briarcliff, 16 carries, 113 yards. Robert Wilson, 42 yards on 7 carries. Kevin Benagdom, 24 yards on 4 carries. Benagdom, 9 of 17 through the air for 85 yards for the Chargers. Talon Seaman, 3 of 6 passing for 104 yards. Jason Miller, 2 grabs for 39 yards. Trey Pickney, a catch for 65 yards. Briarcliff's Fred Fields, Brett Van Meiden, Mitch Hikas all have 2 catches for 32, 19, and 13 yards, respectively. Heath Bonestro has punted 3 times for a 42.3 yards per punt average. Briarcliff has not punted. Vanoa Harris in on 13 tackles for the defenders, 7 solos, 6 assists. Cole McLean, 4-1 for Briarcliff. E.J. Holsheski, 3 solos and 1 assisted stop. Josh Block, 2-2. We're about 10 minutes away from the start of the second half. Let's take another break and be back with more right after this. This is Dort College football on KDCR.
One of my...
Scores from across the conference at this point, either halftime or late in the first half. Midland leads Doan 15-12. Dakota Wesleyan leads Hastings 14-7. Nebraska Wesleyan and Northwestern are scoreless at halftime. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast of Dort College football made possible by a grant from the following businesses. They include American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Elbert, and Hall, member FDIC in the community. By Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. On the web at borensons.com, when the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident, now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. And by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing farm mutual insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Dort College cross-country teams ran earlier today at the Roy Griak Invite in St. Paul, Minnesota. a huge race for the Maroon Division II that Dort College was a part of. In the women's race, 325 runners total. Kayla Bile on the 6,000-meter course ran a 23:23, finished 19th. Nicole Slater ran a 23:54 for 41st place. Lauren Opp was third for the defenders at 24:10. She finished 51st. Justine Van Zee and Lily Kerner, 57 and 59th, respectively, for Dort College. Again, they finished 7th. Winning at Minnesota Duluth, Augustana was 2nd, Northern Michigan 3rd. A team called Run and Fun, 4th. University of Mary, 5th, and Southwest Baptist, 6th. Those are all NCAA Division II or larger schools. I believe Northern Michigan, a Division I school. So Dort College, the top NAIA finisher by my count in the women's race. On the men's side, the Dort College defenders, 17th in the 33 team race. There were over 400 runners in the men's race. Wisconsin Parkside won it with 90 points. The defenders totaled 431 points, led by Nathan Jackson's 27:34. Stephon McNamara, a 27:47. They placed 48th and 62nd, respectively. Sam Wensink ran a 28:14 for 94th place. Ryan McNamara, 110th at 28:30. And Nick Vanderkoy finished off the Dort College Placers, 5th place. He ran for 117th overall, 28:33. Dort College cross-country teams now have a couple of weeks off until they run at the NAIA preview meet 2 weeks from today in Lawrence, Kansas, at the NAIA preview meet. That'll be run at Rim Rock Farm near Lawrence, and that is the same site as the NAIA national meet. Coming up later today, the Dort College volleyball team playing Midland. That is a 3:30 start time for the junior varsity, 5 o'clock start time for the varsity. You can hear the varsity match on KDCR 88.5 FM starting at 5 o'clock. The Dort College soccer teams in action tonight. They travel to Fremont, Nebraska to take on the Warriors. That'll be a 5 o'clock start time for the women and a 7:30 start time for the men. They'll be playing on the turf in Fremont. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Back with more right after this. This is Dort College football on KDCR. Our score, Briarcliff 14, Dort College 14. Second half of play in a moment. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College and Briarcliff tied up 14-14. Dort College deferred their decision to the second half. I would imagine they will be receiving the kick in the second half of play. While the Briarcliff Chargers, it'll be up to them whether they want the wind or not. Dort College scored 2 touchdowns with the wind earlier today, while the Briarcliff Chargers scored 1 with the wind. I beg your pardon, Dort College scored 1 with the wind and 1 against the wind. Briarcliff scored both of their touchdowns with the wind. Have to make that decision when they want the wind, either in the third or fourth quarters. These two teams historically have played pretty tight contests. Last year, Briarcliff ended up running away with the contest in the second half. 2 years ago, here in Sioux Center, game went down to the wire, and in the closing moments, Briarcliff scored a touchdown to win it. I believe we had 2 overtime games as well between these two teams back in the very early history of Dort College football. Briarcliff, probably as a program, 2 or 3 years older than Dort College in terms of their football program. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. We are just about set for the start of the second half of football. The Briarcliff Chargers will be kicking off. Dort College will be moving into the wind, so we get our answer. Briarcliff wants the wind to start the second half of play. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Highway Chevrolet Buick and Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. Briar Cliff will be kicking off. This will be Taconia doing the honors. Patrick Taconia. And he puts his foot into it from the 35-yard line. There's the cannon, and is taking it as Trey Pickney. Pickney at the goal line hesitates, and now he'll bring it out. He's to the 10, to the 15, cuts it back to the 17-yard line, and the football comes out. Briar Cliff football at the 20. Trey Pickney, a little extra effort, and on that extra effort, the football comes out. Dort College defense will have to do some work as the defenders fumble it on the kick return. And Briar Cliff will have prime field position, first and 10 from the Dort College 19, with 14:50 left to play in the third quarter. 14-14 our score. Mitch Hikus is in the backfield. He's been tough for Dort College to bring down so far today. That time, he picks up 4 yards on the play down to the 15-yard line. They're going to mark him shy of the 15, actually. They're going to put him at the 16, so a gain of 3. It is second down and 7. Second down and 7 yards to go. Van Egdom gets the play from the sideline. Hikus is in the pistol behind him. They hand it off to Hikus. Nothing fancy. Again, Hikus looking right, just looking for a hole to run through, and finds one. Gain of 5 on the play. It's going to be third down and 1. Third and 1 for the defenders. 14-14 our score. Third and 1, I should say, for the Chargers. Defensively, Dort College trying to get off the field defensively. Briar Cliff moving with the wind at their back. Van Egdom turns, and we've got a flag thrown in the Briar Cliff backfield. Multiple flags come out. A false start on the Chargers. It's going to be third down. Third down and 7. Third down and 6, somewhere in that neighborhood. Clock stops on the penalty. So third down now. And Van Egdom looks to the sideline, gets his play. He's in the pistol. Hikus is behind him. Three down linemen for the defenders. They turn and hand it to Hikus. Dort College has to prove they can stop the run before Briar Cliff is going to start throwing the ball around the way it looks. Both teams straying from their what they have done most of the year thus far. Briar Cliff about a 70-30 pass to run ratio. Briar Cliff's going to go for it here. Fourth down and 5 with wind at their back. See if they try to draw Dort College off. Up to the line of scrimmage quickly. Dort College can't change personnel. They're going to leave the personnel on the field that is on the field. 15 seconds on the play clock. Van Meiden isolated on the outside with Micah Twiddell. 8 seconds on the play clock. Back to pass Van Egdom. Looks right, dumps it off. Hikus the ball carrier, and Hikus is forced out of bounds, short of the first down marker. Hikus tackled on the play by Cameron Petrie, but Petrie slow in getting up. He'll be helped to his feet after making the stop, and the Dort College defenders force Briar Cliff into a turnover on downs. And coming off the field is Petrie. Petrie, that right shoulder, looks like it's took the brunt of it. He comes off to the sideline. And not sure he can feel his right arm at this point. Gets the stinger. Makes the stop defensively, and he'll try to walk that one off. They swung it out to Hikus. Hikus looked like he had a head full of steam, but he was stopped short of the first down by a yard. Now Dort College has the football at their own 10-yard line. So the defense comes up with a play, forcing Briar Cliff to turn it over on downs. Fennig, the ball carrier. Talen Seaman got tangled up with someone behind the line of scrimmage. Seaman now is shaken up on the play. Looks like he got his left foot tangled up. He's going to try to walk it off. He's got approximately 30 seconds to do so. 30 seconds on the play clock. Dort College facing second down and 10. No gain on the play that time on the give to Fennig. Dort College into the wind here in the third quarter. Still tied 14-14. The defense comes up with a stop. Briarcliff fails to convert on fourth down. Third time they've gone for it on fourth time. The second time they've been stopped. Pitch wide right over to Pickney. Pickney, the ball carrier, trying to knock the ball loose from behind, and Pickney hangs on to it that time. A gain of four on the play. Briarcliff trying to strip it free from behind, and Pickney able to maintain possession of it. It's third down and six. Third down and six for Dort College. Dort College got the football back with about 12:40 left to play and took over at their own 12. We had movement on the line of scrimmage. No call made. So Dort College took over at the 12. They're facing third down and six now. Talon Seaman is under center. Seaman's going to take it himself to the 15, and he's brought down at the 18-yard line. Tackle made by Briarcliff's Kenny Haynes. Haynes, the linebacker, coming up to make the stop. Fourth down and two, Dort College is going to be forced to punt. So Dort College will be punting from their own 19-yard line with about 10 minutes and 50 seconds left to play in this third quarter. Back to receive the punt for Briarcliff will be Levon Wright. Bonestrow will get this one away from about his own 7 or 8 yard line. Briarcliff only has 7 along the line of scrimmage. Bonestrow, a wobbler, touches a Briarcliff player. Dort College falls on top of it. You're listening to KDCR 88.5 FM. The Dort College defenders get the football back. The ball strikes the backside of a Briarcliff player retreating to set up the return, and falling on top of it was Vinoy Harris. So Briarcliff, in effect, a fumble on the punt. Dort College will get it back at midfield. So Dort College, an extension of the drive, if you will. So the defenders take over. First down and 10 at the Briarcliff 49 with 10:38 left to play. Seaman pitches it over to Pickney. Pickney has a man in front of him, gets a corner, and he rumbles past the 40-yard line before being knocked out of bounds at the 38. Rockland Mao able to throw the block. Xavier Caffey also throwing a block, an 11-yard pickup on the play, and a first down for the defenders. So Briarcliff, a miscue after a cleanly played first half of play in terms of turnovers. Both teams on special teams turned the ball over. A fluke play where Dort College able to fall on top of the loose football after it touched the backside of a Briarcliff player trying to get back on punt coverage. With the football is Miller. Miller gets the pass to the 30-yard line. A gain of 8 on the play. It's second down and 2. Second and 2 for the defenders in Briarcliff territory now at the 30-yard line. Dort College 2 for 2 when they get into the red zone. We're not there yet. Briarcliff has missed on 3 opportunities inside the Dort College red zone. Dort College up to the line of scrimmage. Mao to the right. Miller to the left on the narrow side of the field. They hand it off to Fennig. Fennig trying to find some room to work, and forward progress got him inside the 30, down to the 29-yard line. He's short of the first down by less than a yard. It will be third down and less than a yard to go. Dort College in four down territory here. Make it to the 27-yard line. It's a first down. Third down coming for the defenders. So third down and short for Dort College. Fennig the running back. Pickney is to the left in the wing. Right side is Caffey. Talon Seaman is under center. They turn. Seaman keeps it himself. And Talon Seaman, I believe his second effort, got him enough for a first down. Dort College gets a first down. So Talon Seaman on the keeper picks up 2 yards on the play, the second first down of this drive. started with 10:38 left to play in the first third quarter. Dort College, a pair of first downs, and they're in Briarcliff territory down to the 27-yard line. First and 10. Ben Boom is the left guard. Let's see if they try to run behind him. Riley Sharper, the center. They're going to run left side. Seaman pitches over to Caffey. Caffey, nothing there. Caffey's going to be thrown for a 2-yard loss on the play. Briarcliff's Eric Nicholson on the stop. It's going to be second down now and 14. Dort College going into the wind here in the third quarter. Chose to receive the kickoff in the second half. Briarcliff fumbled a punt return as well, or fumbled on a punt. And now Dort College facing second and 14 from the Briarcliff 30-yard line. The near side offensive linemen for the defenders, Ricky Nelson and Griffin Pella. Back to pass is Seaman. Rolling right, pump fake, gets away from the pursuit. Now he's going to tuck it away. He's to the 25 and lowers his shoulder down to the 22-yard line. Gain of 8 on the play. It's going to set up a manageable third down, and we'll call it 4. Third and 4 for the defenders. Inside the 22-yard line, Dort College, I would imagine, moving into the wind here. Four down territory. 6:50 left to play in the third period. Dort College has had the football for much of this third quarter. Let's see if they can finish off the drive here. Third down and 4. Fennig is the running back. They send Pickney in motion. Seaman's going to keep it himself, tries to turn upfield. And he picks up maybe one on the play. It's going to be fourth down and 3. And I would imagine not much of a decision to make here. Pretty stiff breeze out of the south for Kevin Giese to try and kick into. Dort College is going to go for it. Fourth down and 3. Let's see if they can draw Briarcliff offsides. Seaman is under center. 20 on the play clock. Movement along the line of scrimmage. The outside linebacker on the near side for Briarcliff, very nearly breaking the neutral zone. That's Hoy Thompson. Now he'll back off. 8 seconds on the play clock. Seaman sends a man in motion. Pitch left side over to Caffey. Nothing there for Caffey. Can't get to the edge, and he's thrown for a loss. A loss on the play back to the 30-yard line. A loss of 8, and Briarcliff will take over on downs. So Dort College turns it over on downs at the Briarcliff 30-yard line. Dort College turns it over with 5:44 left to play in this quarter. A lot of action thus far, but nothing to show for it on the scoreboard. Here in the second half, it's still tied 14-14. Briarcliff football. Van Agdem brings the troops out onto the field for Briarcliff. He turns, hands, gives to Hykus. Hykus, the ball carrier, across the 35 down to the 37-yard line. Tackle made by J.T. Texera. It's going to be a pickup of 7 on the play. It's going to bring up second down and 3. So Briarcliff takes over at their own 30-yard line with 5:44 left to play in this quarter. Van Agdem hands off to Hykus. Hykus, the ball carrier, and again, Hykus picking up 4 and 5 yards at a time. He's stopped at the 44-yard line. A gain of 6 on the play. And a first down for the Chargers. Nothing fancy for Briarcliff so far. They have the one big scoring play, the pass over the top to Fred Fields. But other than that, it's been run first for Briarcliff. Play action pass. Back to pass is Van Agdem. Van Agdem has a man deep. And the pass is caught. Touchdown, Briarcliff. A 56-yard pass completion. The Briarcliff Chargers with the touchdown to Tyler McGee. Van Agdem to McGee. 56-yarder gives Briarcliff their first lead of the second of the ball game, pending the point after. So a quick strike score that time. Van Meiden is on to hold. Snap is down, kick is up, And the kick is through. And the Briarcliff Chargers take a 21-14 lead. 21-14 our score, 5:03 left to play. Third period of play. Back with more after this. Taconia kicking off. Caffey will let it bounce through the end zone. North College will take over. First down and 10 at their own 25-yard line. With 5:03 remaining in this quarter, Dort College trailing for the first time this afternoon, 21-14. Briarcliff softening up the Dort College defense. Run, 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 mainly with Mitch Hykus, and then they strike for a touchdown pass over the top from Benegdum to McGee. They had isolated him, one-on-one coverage on the outside. Micah Twiddell unable to get back to make the play on the pass that was thrown over the top. And McGee glides into the end zone for the touchdown, a 56-yarder that gives Briarcliff the eventual 21-14 lead. Under center is Seaman. Seaman pitches it to Caffey, and Caffey is forced out of bounds. Briarcliff's Steve Trujillo on the tackle forces him out of bounds. Second down and 8. Second and 8 for the defenders. 5 minutes and 2 seconds remaining in this football, in this third quarter. A fast-moving third quarter. Dort College facing second and 8. So second down and 8 yards to go. Under center is Seaman. He sends Caffey in motion, fakes the pitch over to Caffey, and now we have a flag thrown in the Dort College backfield, and this in all likelihood is going to be against the defenders. I think they're going to call Trey Pickney, if I made that out correctly. It was number 4. 5-yard penalty on the play. It's going to bring up second down and long. Second and 13. And I believe that's the first penalty on the defenders here this afternoon. They made it to halftime with a flawless first half in terms of penalties. Didn't turn the ball over either. Both teams now with a turnover here in the second half. Briarcliff still hasn't punted. Talon Seaman is under center. Logan Vandevecht in at running back. Vandevecht gets the delayed handoff. He's to the 25-yard line, 30, and falls forward to the 31-yard line. Gets it back to a manageable third down and 4, does the running back from Orange City, Iowa. So Dort College trailing 21-14. Under 4 minutes to go in this quarter. Neither team has used a timeout yet here in the second half. Both of them used up timeouts late in the first half, and it ended up not benefiting either team. Rockland Mouse splits wide to the right, and Jason Miller is wide to the left. Talon Seaman is under center. We've seen less pistol for the defenders today. Seaman back to throw under pressure, tucks it away, and he's driven into the ground. A quarterback sack for the Briarcliff Chargers, Tanner Schumacher. Schumacher knocks Talon Seaman into the turf, and Seaman took the brunt of that one. Looked like he might have got caught right in the rib cage. And we've got Talon Seaman shaken up on the play. Back to the original line of scrimmage on this drive, and Chris Fagerness off of the Dort College sideline to come and attend to Talon Seaman. Zach Barker is listed as number 2 on the 2-deep this afternoon. And Seaman slow in getting up. While he's attended to, we'll tell you who makes the broadcast of these games possible. They include Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center, also online at hiltrealestate.com. Well, a good sign. Seaman gets up off of the sideline, or gets up and walks off to the sideline under his own power. Dort College is now forced to punt into the wind. Line of scrimmage is the Dort College 25. Briarcliff has a return man at their own 40. That is LaVon Wright. Bonestro gets a line drive away, takes a Dort College bounce at the Briarcliff 45-yard line, and it is downed at the 38-yard line. Special teams that time, Daniel Fennig there to cover it. If he doesn't cover it up, Logan Schoenhoven is there on special teams to make the play. So Briarcliff will take over, first down and 10 at their own 38. And they will take over with 3 minutes remaining in this quarter. Nord College trailing 21-14. Van Agdam in the pistol. Turns, hands, gives to Hikas. Hikas, the ball carrier, and Nord College has not been able to stop that consistently this afternoon. 4 yard gain on the play for Hikas. Make that a 5 yard pickup. It's second down and 5. So for for Nord College, that was a 37-yard punt. They hand off to Hikas again, and Hikas continues to punish the Nord College defense, gashing out another 8 yards on the play into Nord College territory, a first down. Briarcliff now has it at the Nord College 48. First and 10 for the Chargers at the Nord College 48-yard line. 2:20 and counting, third quarter. They hand it off to Hikas, a steady dive to Mitch Hikas, and Hikas to the 41-yard line. Gain of 7 on the play, and second down and 3. Be interesting to see how many carries Hikas has by the time we get the stats after the third quarter. I'm going to guess somewhere in the vicinity of 30, and his yardage total is going to be somewhere over 150 yards, I would imagine. Briarcliff, single receivers left and right. They've got double wings to the right. They hand it off to Hikas. Hikas, the ball carrier, to the 40, to the 35, and brought down at the 25-yard line. I beg your pardon, the 35-yard line. And another first down for the Chargers. Briarcliff just pounding away on the ground. Not what we expected to see. This was a team that came into the contest chucking the ball all over the yard. Here this afternoon, though, they have run it consistently. Hikas, the ball carrier. This time he's going to be stopped for no gain. Vinoy Harris was in on the stop for the defenders. That was run to Ben Byamas' side of the field as well, the defensive end. And now the Dort College defenders, their defense showing some signs of wear. Andrew Bodler checks out of the football game. Micah Twiddell lines up as a corner on the near side. He's given the responsibility of matching up with Fred Fields on the wide side of the field. Van Agdam, back to pass, play action, and he completes the pass over the middle down to the 20-yard line, a 15-yard pickup on the play. As he delivers the ball under pressure, Eric Broker applied the pressure, a 15-yard pickup on the play, though, completed to Brady Van Dusen. Down to the Dort College 20-yard line, and Briarcliff stringing together a drive that started at their own 38, and with less than a minute left to go in the third quarter, Wilson the ball carrier, and Wilson, short gain on the play. That'll bring up second down and 9. Briarcliff's offense staying with this up-tempo. Dort College defense trying to shuttle players in and out, sprinting to the sideline, trying to grab a breather. 20 seconds on the play clock. Van Agdam in the pistol. He's got Wilson behind him. He's looking right. He's going to loft it to the end zone. Petrie, did he find it? Ball is caught, but out of bounds on the coverage by Petrie on Van Meiden. And that'll bring up third down and 9. So Briarcliff takes a shot to the end zone. And on the coverage that time was Petrie. And the ball too far out to the sideline. And Van Meiden, even though he made the catch, was out of bounds. Third down and 9. Van Agdam, the quarterback, 8 seconds on the play clock, now 7. Wilson in the backfield, he gets the draw play. He's to the 15, to the 10, and brought down at the 10-yard line. He needed 9 yards, he got 9.5. Another first down for the Chargers. And with 10 seconds on the game clock, we'll see if Briarcliff runs another play or if they're happy to go into the quarter break up 21-14. Van Agdam will turn and walk to the sideline, and that's going to be the end of the third quarter. Our score, Briarcliff 21, Dort College 14. The Dort College defenders, their backs to the goal line, though. We'll be back with Briarcliff threatening to start the fourth quarter right after this. Fourth quarter of play set to begin. Briarcliff leading 21-14. Chargers threatening, though. First and 10. Briarcliff has it at the Dort College 10-yard line. Hand off to Wilson. Wilson, the ball carrier, inside the 5-yard line. And it'll be second down and goal to go from the 5. Second and goal to go from the 5. Briarcliff trying to make it a 2-score ball game. Dort College needs a turnover. Van Egdom turns, hands, gives to Wilson. Wilson, the ball carrier, and Wilson, a 5-yard carry into the end zone. And the Briarcliff Chargers make it 27-14, pending the point after. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Briarcliff, on to attempt the point after is Taconia. Trying to make it a 14-point difference. Taconia out of the hold of Van Meiden. Snap is down, kick is up, and the kick is through the uprights. And the Briarcliff Chargers scored twice here in the second half. Take a 28-14 lead with 14:28 left to play in the fourth quarter. Back with more after this. This is Dort College football on KDCR. Dort College offense will take the field. A delay of game penalty called as Briarcliff kicks the football out of bounds. Dort College will take over. First down and 10 at their own 30-yard line. Through three quarters of play, Briarcliff had outgained Dort College 398-221. 234 yards on the ground for Briarcliff, 109 for Dort College, 164 through the air for the Chargers, 112 for Dort College. Mitch Hike has 26 carries for 163 yards for the Chargers. Trey Pickney, 7 carries for 56 yards. Talon Seaman, 4 of 7 through the air, 112 yards. Jason Miller, 3 catches for Dort College for 47 yards. Right now, though, Dort College trailing 28-14. Seaman brings the troops back onto the field. He's going to throw over the top, has Pickney open, and off of his fingertips, incomplete. He had beaten his coverage, Steve Trujillo. And that'll bring up second down and 10. The clock stops on the incomplete pass. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the following businesses. They include Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Polina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. And by the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center, open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 4, and from 7:30 to 8:30, Fridays from 9 to 4, and Saturdays from 11 to 2. Pump fake by Seaman. Pass over the top intended for Miller. Makes the grab, but he's out of bounds. That will bring up third down and 10. Jason Miller nearly making the grab at the 45-yard line. I beg your pardon, the 35-yard line of the Briarcliff Chargers. A design play where Seaman pump faked. And then Miller ran a stop and go down the near sideline. And it ends up making the catch, but he's out of bounds. And that will bring up third down and 10. Third and 10 for the defenders. Talon Seaman, the quarterback. Behind him is Daniel Fennick. They send Pickney in motion. Pass over the middle, incomplete, intended for Xavier Caffey. Clock stops on the incomplete pass. And the Dort College defenders are going to be forced to punt as they throw three incomplete passes. And the Briarcliff Chargers will get the football back. Heath Bonestrow will be punting with the wind. 14:11 left to play in this ballgame. Dort College trailing 28-14. Line of scrimmage is the 35. And the return man for Briarcliff back at his own 25-yard line in Bonestrow. That one might have been partially blocked. He had to hurry the kick. And it's marked down at the 37-yard line. LaVon Wright doesn't have a chance to return it. And Briarcliff will take over at their own 35-yard line. 30-yard punt. And Briarcliff takes over actually at their own 37-yard line. So a 28-yard punt. And the Chargers will have it. First down and 10. First down and 10 yards to go at their own 37-yard line. Benegum in the pistol. He's got Hikas behind him. Expect to see a lot of Hikas here playing with a two-score lead. Briarcliff's going to start milking the clock. Benoit Harris on the tackle of Mitch Hikas. Brings up second down. No gain on the play for Hikas, and that time actually a two-yard loss. We'll see if Briarcliff takes a shot down the field going into the wind here. Second down and 12. Van Egnam is the quarterback for the Chargers. Van Meiden is off to the far side. That's the wide side of the field. They hand it off to Hikas. Hikas the ball carrier, and Hikas back to the line of scrimmage. Ball pops free, but Briarcliff covers it. Hikas that time punished by Curtis Emery. Lost the ball, and Hikas is sore. He's taken a pounding here this afternoon. He's been the workhorse. Gain of three on the play. Ball came out, but Briarcliff covered it up. Fred Fields, I believe Fred Fields ended up grabbing it out of midair. Hikas will now check out of the football game, but in to replace him is Robert Wilson, and Wilson has been equally difficult to stop. And we've got a timeout on the field. Timeout. Charge to Briarcliff. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5
so,
FM.
Yes, ma'am.
Third down and 9. Briarcliff with a football at their own 38-yard line. Wilson is the running back. Benegum in the pistol. Three receivers left, one right. Looks like Dort College has two men covering three on the far side. And they pick it out, and they pass it over the top, grabbed out of the air by Van Meiden. Van Meiden all the way down to the 35-yard line. And the Dort College defense unable to get the coverage on the far side of the field. They have three receivers. Dort College came up to the line of scrimmage with two men. The third was deep. And Van Meiden ends up slanting over the middle for a pass completion down to the 34-yard line. And Briarcliff has it first down and 10. At the Dort College 34. Briarcliff extends the drive. Mitch Hikas back in at running back. They hand it off to him. He's to the 30, down inside the 30, down to the 28-yard line. And Briarcliff looking for their third score of the second half, trying to extend the lead. It's 28-14. Briarcliff has not been forced to punt this afternoon. Curtis Emery comes over to the sideline, shaken up on the play. That means the nose tackle is Andrew Cameron. 14 seconds on the play clock. Briarcliff taking their time, up two scores with the football, facing second down and 3. Second down and 3 yards to go. Benegdom turns, hands gives to Hikas. Hikas the ball carrier, and Hikas is brought down at the 23-yard line. Gain of 4 yards on the play. He needed three. That's a first down for the Chargers. So Briarcliff stringing together first downs now. And the Chargers milking the clock. And if Dort College gets the football back, or when they get it back, they'll be forced to go to the air. Dort College missed their opportunity early in the second half when Briarcliff fumbled the punt. Near midfield, Dort College had good field position. Benoit Harris on the stop of Hikas. No gain on the play. And that's going to bring up second down and long. Second and long for the Chargers in Dort College territory at the 24-yard line. Briarcliff has missed three opportunities in the Dort College red zone, but they have converted for four scores. Van Agnum has Wilson behind him. Back to pass is Van Agnum. Van Agnum pass over the middle is complete. Not much there after the completion, but enough for about a 10-yard gain on the play. Pass completed to Levon Wright. Mike Dayton on the tackle. It's going to be third down and one. It was second and 11, now third down and one after the 10-yard pass completion. Van Agnum in the pistol. We approach the 10-minute mark of this ball game. Briarcliff taking their time, 14 seconds on the play clock. Third down and one. Van Agnum turns, hands, gives to Wilson, and Wilson's got a first down. First down for Wilson. Picks up 2 or 3 yards on the play. And the Chargers continue to grind this one out. They started at their own 37-yard line after a Dort College punt. With 13:49 left to play, this drive nearly 4 minutes old. Van Agnum in the pistol. Van Agnum gets the snap, swings it right side, passes complete over to Wright, right to the 10, to the 5, trying to strip him. And he is finally brought down inside the 5-yard line, down at the 2. Leonard Manuel chases the play down from behind. And it'll be first down and goal to go for the Chargers inside the Dort College 5-yard line. Well, Dort College, earlier in the ball game, had the lead twice on two different occasions, 7-0 and 14-7. Briarcliff tied it late in the second quarter and carried that momentum over into the second half when they've scored twice and now are threatening again. Hand off to Wilson. Wilson, the ball carrier, and Wilson into the end zone for a 1-yard touchdown run. And the Briarcliff Chargers lead it now 34-14, pending the point after. Dort College trailing 34-14. With 9:19 remaining in this football game. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Snap is down, kick is up, and the kick is through. And the Briarcliff Chargers have a 35-14 lead. Back with more after this. This is Dort College football on KDCR. Loken Vandevecht on the return for the defenders. Takes it at his own 24-yard line, brings it out to the 35 as DeConia's kick got caught up in the wind and came straight down at the 24-yard line. Vandevecht on the return to the Dort College 35. And with 9:15 left to play in the contest, Dort College will send the offense onto the field, trailing by 21. Dort College in the pistol. They'll put two receivers right and left, so those wing backs move out into the slot. They are Pickney and Caffey. Fennig is the running back. Seaman passes to the right side, very nearly picked off, and if that does, it's going the other way for 6. Devin Yabo had it in his hands, and he misses the interception opportunity. That'll bring up 2nd down and 10. This is not Dort's game to throw it on every down, but forced into a situation here trailing by 21 where they have to. Miller and Pickney wide right. Wide left. Mao and Caffey to the right or the wide side of the field. Seaman and the shotgun hands it off to Fennig. Fennig, the ball carrier. Fennig. 8-yard pickup on the play before he spun down at the 44-yard line. So a pickup of 9 on the play. So Dort College mixing in a run here after 4 straight passes. It's now 3rd down and 1. 3rd and 1. Dort College started this drive with 9:15 left, trailing 35-14. Briarcliff has scored the last 4 touchdowns in the contest to go from down 14-7 to up 35-14. Talon Seaman checks his wristband for the play. It's under center. Fennig is behind him. send a man in motion. That's Pickney. They hand it off to Fennig. He's got the first down plus a plus 5 yards near midfield. And we've got a flag on the play. Flag thrown at the 50. A little bit of shoving after the play was over. We'll see who gets called for it. This might be offsetting. Darren Berg saw something when the play came to a close. That's going to be on Josh Block for Briar Cliff. 15-yard penalty and unsportsmanlike conduct. A shove after the play was over. He and Jacob Cook for Dort College got tangled up in a little extracurricular activity after the play had concluded. So Dort College, after the first down, gets another 15 yards tacked on at the end of the play. Seaman turns, hands, gives to Fennig. Fennig, the ball carrier. Fennig to the 25-yard line. Another 9-yard pickup on the play for Daniel Fennig. Dort College faces second down and one. 7:47 left to play in this ball game. Dort College taking the ball from their own 35-yard line down to the Briar Cliff 25. Second down and 1 yard to go. Coming up at 5 o'clock this afternoon, Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. Taylen Seaman awaiting the snap from Riley Sharper. Seaman rolls right, pass completed to Pickney. Pickney grabs it out of the air at the 16-yard line. Another first down for the defenders as they keep the drive alive. It's now first down and 10 at the Briar Cliff 16. Dort College will be on the road for the next two games. They go to Seward next week and Ellendale, North Dakota, 2 weeks from today. Taylen Seaman sets the offense, gets the snap from Sharper in the pistol, hands it off to Fennig. Fennig, a little room to work, and Daniel Fennig still on his feet inside the 10, down to the 6-yard line. Ball comes out. Briar Cliff says, thought they might have it. And it looks like Dort College maintains possession of it. First down and goal to go at the 6. Well, not as generous a spot as I had thought. They're going to make Dort College run a second down and one play. 6:25 and counting. Ball game. Second down and 1 yard to go. Fennig has been the workhorse here for Dort College as they try to cut the lead down to two scores. Taylen Seaman now under center. Sencaffey in motion. Seaman keeps it himself. He's to the 5. Ducks inside the 5. Down to nearly the 4-yard line. Gains 3 on the play. That's enough for a first down. And the Dort College defenders moving the football down the field, but taking precious time off of the clock in the process. 6 minutes left to go in this contest. Dort College trails 35-14. First down and goal to go from the 5. Taylen Seaman brings the troops up. See if they go to Miller. There's a bit of a mismatch on the left side, it looks like to me. They're going to stay on the ground, hand it to Fennig. Fennig jumps over a would-be tackler. He's brought down at the 2-yard line. It's going to be second down and goal to go from the 2. Dort College trailing 35-14. Clock continues to run. 5:25 left to go in this ball game. Unless Dort College can come up with a tremendous comeback here. Going to drop to 0-4 overall, 0-3 in the conference. Briar Cliff looking for their first win of the year. A couple of the near misses the last couple of weeks came up short. Taylen Seaman under center. They turn, pitch it over to Caffey, and Caffey's going to waltz into the end zone. Touchdown, his second score of the game. Xavier Caffey with a 2-yard touchdown run. That breaks the run of 28 unanswered points by the Chargers. And with 4:56 left to play, Dort College will kick the point after. Kevin Giese will try to draw Dort College back to within two scores with 4:56 left on the game clock. Cole McLean on to hold. Snap is down, and the kick is blocked. Briarcliff's going to try to return it, and he's going to be forced out of bounds by Cole McLean at the 30-yard line. Ball was blocked by the Chargers. Point after is no good, and our score stands. Briarcliff 35, Dort College 20. Back with more after this. A pooch kick by Kevin Giese takes a bounce at the Briarcliff 25-yard line, and Briarcliff actually goes back to the 20 to maintain possession of it. Dort College, rather than the typical onside kick, tried to pop it over the line of 10 players, basically within a 20-yard distance between the ball and the Briarcliff side of the field. Giese got it to bounce at about the 25, but Briarcliff was there to cover it. And now the Briarcliff Chargers take over first down and 10 at their own 20-yard line with 4:53 remaining in this game. Hykus in at running back, and I'd be shocked if we saw anything other than some running plays here. Hykus gets the handoff, gains two or three on the play. Benoit Harris on the tackle. Ben Byam on the stop. Dort College is going to call a timeout, trying to preserve the clock. It's their first timeout. They have two remaining. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast of Dort College football made possible by a grant from Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbeman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. Buy the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College Athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. Dort College uses their first timeout, trying to preserve some clock. They're facing second down and 8. Briarcliff with the football. Dort College defense trying to force Briarcliff to punt for the first time this afternoon. That is not a good thing when you're at the 4:45 mark of the fourth quarter. Dort College defense unable to stop Briarcliff consistently. Briarcliff helped Dort College out with three trips into the red zone that came away empty. JT Texera comes up to the near side on the coverage. Matt Elbert on the tackle of Mitch Hykus. Dort College playing the run, and Hykus is thrown for a 2-yard loss. Back near the original line of scrimmage for this series of downs. And Dort College uses another timeout. Timeout on the field, charged to the defenders. Briarcliff facing third down and long. Back with more after this. Briarcliff, a swing pass to the near side to Mitch Hykus, and nothing doing that time. Hykus is tackled for a loss on the play. The Dort College defense coming up with the stop. Making the play, Anthony Soror. Soror makes the tackle. Ends up being a loss of 3 on the play. And for the first time this afternoon, we will see Briarcliff's punter. That is Angel Landeros. Let's see if Trey Pickney can break one here. He came close last week against Morningside on several occasions. And you're into a position here with 3:57 remaining. You got nothing to lose. Dort College comes with the rush. Dort College will get it in good field position. Briarcliff downs it at the 34-yard line. So Briarcliff, the line of scrimmage was the 17. Dort College will take over at the 33, so a net of 16 yards. Dort College has it at the Briarcliff 33, 3:48 remaining in this ballgame. Dort College trailing 35-20. Talon Seaman in the shotgun, or in the pistol. Daniel Fennig stationed behind him. Two receivers right and left for the defenders in the slot, Caffey and Pickney. Seaman rolling right. Pass is behind a sliding Jason Miller. Pass falls incomplete. It is second down and 10. Do or die time for the defenders. You need to score here. Otherwise, with all your timeouts exhausted, Briarcliff in all likelihood able to use almost all the clock if you don't score here. So second down and 10 on the way. Miller and Pickney will be to the near side or the narrow side of the field. Football's at the left hash mark. Caffey and Maurer to the right. I beg your pardon, we've got a different player that's been grown again to the right. Hand off to Fennig. Fennig trying to dart his way to the 30. Gets out of bounds at the 30-yard line. They'll stop the clock. 3:34 left to play. In this contest, Josh Van Groningen getting some time in at wide receiver now for the defenders. Third down and long. Dort College obviously four down territory here. They wind the clock back into play. Fennig did not get out of bounds. So they reset the football, start the clock. Third down and 7. Football at the Briarcliff 30. Talon Seaman turns, hands, gives to Fennig. Fennig the ball carrier to the 25-yard line. And it's going to be fourth down and 2. Fourth down and 2 yards to go. 2:55 and counting. Dort College trailing by 15 or 2 scores. Talon Seaman gets the snap. He's going to roll left under pressure. Ducks, gets away, complete to Pickney, no, incomplete. Trey Pickney tries to make a diving grab at the 5-yard line. He was covered on the play by Steve Trujillo. And barring a turnover here, in all likelihood, that will finish things off for the defenders. 2:37 remaining. Dort College turns it over on downs. They turn it over at the Briarcliff 25-yard line. So they turn it over, unable to convert a fourth down and 2. And Briarcliff now on offense. Dort College does not have, well, they've got one timeout remaining, I believe. Van Agdem taking his time. Clock not running. Now you've got the play clock down to 10. Van Agdem, Statue of Liberty, looked like he was going to pitch wide and hands it off to Hykus. Hykus, the ball carrier, loss of 1 on the play. And it's going to be second down at 11. Second 11. Miles Jones comes over to the slot on the near side. Fred Fields is over to the right as well. Briarcliff leading 35-20 with the football. Rolling left is Van Agdem. Van Agdem completes the pass. Near the first down marker, shoved out of bounds. JT Texera on the coverage. Pass was completed to Justin Stragliotti. Texera makes the stop for the defenders. 6'2", 220-pounder from Manteca, California. Third down and 1 with 1:57 left to play in the contest. Third down and 1 yard to go. Briarcliff football in their own territory. They hand it off to Hykus. Hykus on the left edge. He's got the first down and then some. He's finally brought down at the 43-yard line, and that will as much as do it. 1:51 left, and Briarcliff can resort to the victory formation. First down and 10 at their own 44-yard line. They have to snap the football a couple of times, and that will be it. 20 on the game clock, pardon me, on the play clock. 1:40 on the game clock. Van Agdem letting time wind down. 9 seconds on the play clock. They hand it off to Hykus. Hykus, the ball carrier, to the 50. Gains 6 on the play. And it's going to be 2nd down and 4. 1:15 remaining in the contest. So 2nd and 4. Briarcliff is going to improve to 1-3 for the year. 1-2 in the conference. Dort College will go to 0-4 and 0-3. 2nd down, 40 yards to go. Van Agdam taking his time. 10 seconds on the play clock. Van Agdam turns, hands, gives to Hykus. Hykus, the ball carrier, and Hykus, short gain on the play. It's going to be 3rd down. And Dort College will use their final timeout. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take a break ourselves and be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Football on KDCR. Briarcliff started this drive with 2:37 left to play in the game. They started at their own 25-yard line. They have moved 25 yards to the midfield stripe. They face 3rd down and 5 now. Dort College calls a timeout. They force Briarcliff to snap the football. They hand it off to Wilson. Wilson are on the left edge. He's going to be stopped short of the 1st down. And with under 40 seconds to go, that's going to be our final. Briarcliff 35, Dort College 20. Dort College is out of timeouts, and that is our final. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with a recap of today's football game right after this. First game to go final in the Great Plains Athletic Conference today is Dort College losing to Briarcliff 35-20. Other scores still underway. Doan leads Midland 33-22. Dakota Wesleyan leads Hastings 21-14. Northwestern leads Nebraska Wesleyan 8-0. So those three games that are in progress still in doubt. Dort College loses 35-20. Dort College led 7-0 after Xavier Caffey ran it in from 11 yards out to cap a four-play 80-yard drive with 3:15 left to go in the first quarter. 7-0, Dort College led. 3 touchdowns marked the second quarter. Mitch Hykus went 20 yards to make it 7-7 with 8:27 remaining. That was a 14-play, 86-yard drive, 6:21 off of the clock, 7-7 the score. Daniel Fennig went 1 yard on the ensuing Dort College possession to cap an 8-play, 82-yard drive to make it 14-7. And Fred Fields reeled in a 29-yard pass from Kevin Van Agdam to make it 14-14 near the end of the first half to cap a 6-play, 70-yard drive. Neither team was able to capitalize on early fumbles in the third quarter. Briarcliff finally broke the tie on a 3-play, 70-yard drive, highlighted by a Tyler McGee 56-yard pass from Kevin Van Agdam to make it 21-14. Briarcliff then scored at the 14:28 mark of the fourth quarter to make it 28-14, capping an 11-play, 62-yard drive. Robert Wilson scored the first of 2 touchdowns. That one on a 4-yard touchdown run, and later on Wilson would score on a 1-yard plunge to make it 35-14. Xavier Caffey capped the Dort College scoring, capping an 8-play, 65-yard drive with 4:56 left to go in the game, 35-20 the final. Briarcliff 24 first downs, Dort College 15. Briarcliff 275 yards rushing, Dort College 151. Briarcliff 220 yards passing, Dort College 122. Total offense, Briarcliff 81 plays from scrimmage for 495 yards. Dort College 56 plays from scrimmage, 273 yards. Briarcliff punted once, Dort College 6 times. Time of possession, Briarcliff 32-11. Dort College 27-39. Third down conversions, Briarcliff 11 of 18. Dort College 5 of 13. Briarcliff went for it on 4th down 3 times, converted once. Dort College twice, converted neither. Red zone chances, Briarcliff 3 of 6, Dort College 3 for 3. Mitch Hykus, 37 carries for 190 yards and 1 touchdown for the Chargers. Robert Wilson, 14 carries for 61 yards. For Dort College, Daniel Fennig, 14 carries for 58 yards. Trey Pickney, 7 carries for 56 yards. Xavier Caffey, 8 carries for 20 yards. Van Agdam, 17 of 26 for the Chargers, 220 yards. Mitch Hykus, 4 grabs for 13. Brett Van Weyden, 3 for 47. LeVon Wright, 3 for 33. For the Dort College defenders, Taylen Seaman, 5 of 14, passing for 122 yards. Jason Miller, 3 catches for 47 yards. Trey Pickney, 2 catches for 75 yards. Heath Bonestrom, 6 punts for a 37.2 yards per punt average. Vinoy Harris in on a total of 22 tackles today, 11 solos, 11 assists. Cole McLean, 7 solos, 2 assists. Anthony Serrar, 3 solos, 4 assists. And JT Texera, 3-3 for the defenders. For Briarcliff, E.J. Olszewski, 6 solos and 1 assist. Kenny Haynes, 3 solos and 5 assists for the Chargers. Dort College is now 0-4 for the season, 0-3 in the conference. Briarcliff, 1-3 overall, and 1-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. That's going to do it for our broadcast this afternoon of Dort College football. Once again, our final score, Briarcliff 35, Dort College 20. Next up, Dort College volleyball in about an hour and 20 minutes from the DeWitt Gymnasium. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good afternoon.